From chamber music to an edgy exhibition to a brand new orchestra, your weekend is here. TPR's arts and culture reporter Jack Morgan has all the details.
First off, tonight the place for classical music is across the street from the Tobin at the Radius Center.
So we are violin, viola, cello, piano.
That's violinist Sarah Silbermansky with the group Agorita.
We are so excited. It will be a 360-degree view, women in music. So essentially, we're having a concert in the round where audiences will surround us and get a different view of us performing. And we're also featuring all women composers.
Violist Marissa Bushman.
We are collaborating with two local musicians for this. Mezzo-soprano Veronica Williams, who was the San Antonio Symphony Artist in Residence this past season, and the wonderful pianist Jean Park. So we're actually doing some pieces with two pianos on this concert.
One of Agorita's objectives is to redesign what you may think of chamber music.
Every single one of our community concerts is free. So bring your family, bring your friends, bring anyone that maybe hasn't been to a classical music concert, because we're here to change your mind about what classical music can do.
This is their season closer, and they'll announce a new season soon. Next, the McNays' Renee Berrio says, yeah, it's hot outside, but the galleries are nicely chilled and exceptionally cool.
We're just opening our two major summer exhibitions, Andy Warhol Portraits and Trans-American Gender, Identity, and Appearance Today.
The huge Warhol portraits are emblematic of the 1960s, but some see them as easy Photoshop techniques. Not so.
So you have to remember, Andy Warhol died in 1987, before a lot of digital processes were developed, before the internet, certainly. And so he was really using very traditional techniques.
Warhol played with gender issues, but the next exhibit, Trans-American, dives in head first.
Trans-American includes the work of 59 artists from the United States, Canada, and Mexico, with a strong Latinx presence. We have almost a dozen artists from San Antonio represented.
The massive exhibition of large works of undercovered subjects spills out from the main gallery into the sculpture gallery.
Our goal is that this art that we present will help everyone connect to each other.
They will continue connecting people with these two exhibits through September 15th. Then on Sunday, Richard Castillo says you have a chance to see an orchestra's first performance.
Lone Star Philharmonic, we are a brand new orchestra based out of San Antonio.
But that's where Castillo's plan varies from most symphonies.
Because our goal is to be one of the first statewide orchestras to perform throughout Texas. So we want to go to San Antonio, Houston, Dallas, Corpus.
The idea is to not be tethered to one city, but to lasso the talents of musicians all over the state. The first concert is mostly San Antonio musicians, but not all.
We actually have people coming in from Houston, Austin, and Corpus Christi.
Their first performance will be at a church on Bulverde Road.
The venue is St. Padre Pio Catholic Church, and our program is the famous Rachmaninoff Piano Concerto No. 2 and Dvorak's Symphony No. 8.
That first concert features solo pianist Zachary Ridgway. Jack Morgan, Texas Public Radio News.